Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is David Stein, CEO and president of Rhodadenia Minerals. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is RM. And the company, Rhodadenia Minerals, is a Canadian mineral exploration company with a primary focus on lithium exploration. Thanks for joining us today, David.
Thank you, Juan, for having me.
Great. Now, getting right into it, give us an update on the acquisition of the lithium project in Argentina.
Gladly. When our new management group took over control of this company about a month ago, a little over a month ago, our vision is to make it a bigger lithium development and ultimately producer, development company and producer. And so, you know, part of our long-term strategy is going to be making acquisitions and growth, both through acquisitions and through development of our core assets. And so, you know, we've got we're fortunate that our VP exploration has a lot of experience in northern Argentina. In fact, he's Argentinian and has worked extensively in that area. And so we're hoping that the Salinas Grandes deal is one of a few that we'll be able to announce over the coming months, and really establish a sort of a second beachhead for us in terms of our lithium exploration development and ultimately production.
Well, great. And also, you just finished a three-hole drill program over in Clayton Valley. And you're planning on doing a 20-hole program. Can you give us an update on the project?
Yeah, so we when we inherited the project from the prior operators, they really didn't have the right equipment on site, and so what we've done to remedy that situation is, first of all, hired the industry leading consultants on lithium to help us plan and make sure that we're doing the sampling correctly and all that kind of stuff, and so what we really think we need to do is a pretty a more comprehensive drill program and make sure that we can get deeper where we think there's much greater potential. The three holes that were drilled by permitted and drilled by the prior management did intersect brine, but it was sort of too shallow to be of interest to us. So we really want to get some better equipment on site, which we are procuring and getting there right now. And make sure that we can drill a bit deeper going forward to really see the potential for some of the aquifers that we expect will generate the higher lithium values for us.
Well, great. So yeah, talk about some of the market trends in lithium and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, I think there's no doubt that the long-term picture for lithium is really outstanding. Lithium batteries are already becoming more and more ubiquitous, and with just general kind of global growth, and particularly in Asia, I think the battery story is a pretty good growth story by itself. However, the emergence of electric vehicles, which is becoming more and more accepted, and the use of the adoption of lithium-ion batteries to power those electric vehicles gives us the potential that we could have really explosive growth in the market. I think from our perspective, we don't see that explosive growth starting until 2014-2015 at the earliest. So there'll be a bit tentative growth for the time being, for the next few years, but it will take some time to grow that vehicle, electric vehicle and hybrid vehicle market. In the meantime, in the near term, we think there's probably a very stable supply-demand situation for lithium carbonate. I mean, at the end of the day, lithium carbonate is the important product. It's not lithium metal. It's not any other form of lithium. It's really lithium carbonate because that's what goes into the batteries. So that's important. It's important particularly for us as a brine project, because you can produce lithium carbonate straight out of your brine. You don't need to it doesn't require the sort of additional steps that a hard rock lithium project would require. So getting back to the market, you know, given that we see that growth potential, that explosion of demand potentially in 5 to 10 years' time, we really want to position ourselves as a profitable producer in the near term, and so that we can benefit when the price goes up. We don't want to be just somebody who sort of has to wait for $10,000 a ton lithium prices before we're economic. We want to be economic today, and then be able to our shareholders benefit from lithium prices when they do go to, you know, $10,000 a ton, which we do see longer term. And so that's really key to our whole strategy, focusing on the brine project. So first, our Clayton Valley project in Nevada, which is, you know, would still be our kind of flagship project right now, and then Argentina, which is a new acquisition, and I think anything that we do in the future, definitely we have a bias towards brine production, because it is, you know, 90% of the lithium carbonate production in the world comes from brines. It has been demonstrated that it's by far the cheapest way to produce lithium carbonate, and so really that's what we're after. We want to, as I said, we want to be economic today and then benefit when prices go up later.
Right, and then as far as the way that the company works within the sector, our alliances and joint ventures and acquisitions, an important part of the business model.
You know, I think the answer is they are part of the business model. You know, from our perspective, because we've got the Forbes and Manhattan Group behind us, which is you know, one of the you know, a large merchant banking operation you know, that can operate, manage, and then ultimately fund our growth. We don't need to rely on sort of any external partners. However, there is a bit of a kind of a land grab right now, and in the lithium and brine space, and so ultimately I do see us with the potential of getting into some partnerships in some form or another, because you know, there will be players out there that are really there just for the flip and are not serious, and will ultimately be sellers of their projects. And there are others who are serious but will recognize that, you know, the world probably doesn't need 10 new, you know, lithium producers in South America, for example, all sharing one Salar. So we'll have to work together with some of these other guys ultimately to make a bigger and better lithium story. But as I said, you know, we don't rely on anybody. We've got the backing that we can, you know, we can put a new mine into production ourselves. You know, we can make acquisitions ourselves, but we're definitely, you know, open to talking to other companies, and in fact we already are opening those lines of communication so that we can work with some of these peers going forward.
Right, and now you just took over as CEO last month, and the company just went through some management changes. Can you walk us through the background and experience of the key management team at Rodinia?
Sure. So, starting with myself, my background is been primarily financial, although before that I am a geologist, and did work with some major mining companies 10 years ago. But in the recent past I've been financial world. I've been an analyst in investment banking, and so really I come my background really is going to be to market and ultimately help finance this company with its growth and align that with the strategic vision. So that's my background. Our chairman, Stan Bharti, runs the Forbes of Manhattan Group, which is sort of the company that was behind our move into Rodinia, and he is a mining engineer who has been involved in running companies for the last 15 or 20 years, and now through our group we've got a number of public companies and also access to everything in house that a small junior typically wouldn't have. So we have our own legal and accounting and administrative and departments and that all helps, helps keep us efficient, lowers our G&A, helps us run the company. The other key guy on the management team right now is Will Randall. He's our VP Exploration. He was working within the Forbes of Manhattan Group, and we, discovered that he had some significant experience in this area, where there's a lot in lithium brines, and so we got him involved and hired him into Rodinia. He right away has made a big impact in terms of turning around the drill program in Nevada and also helping us get that acquisition in Argentina, that first acquisition, and he'll be instrumental in working to secure more deals in Argentina and then ultimately running the exploration programs to prove them up. We've made a number of other hires, including our in-house lawyer and corporate development and CFO. So we've really built a team all sort of in-house that can manage this company as it grows in the future.
Well, good. And so what specific goals and milestones does the management team have for the next year?
Well, some of our explicit goals are to, complete our 20-hole program in Clayton Valley, pending the success of that, look at calculating our first resource estimate in by Q1 or Q2 of next year. We also are working hard to close that announced lithium brine project deal in Argentina, Salinas Grandes, and then we will start an exploration program on that by December, and hopefully get to an initial round of drilling phase in early in 2010. So you can see in early 2010 there'll be quite a lot of very concrete news coming out, drill results and a resource. Longer term, I would like to continue to see us grow. So continue to build our pipeline of projects so that ultimately we've got in addition to Clayton Valley, which is probably the most advanced at this stage, we've got three or four projects behind that which can give us a pipeline of production for many years to come. And I would expect and I would be upset if we can't announce a few more deals in the next 12 months.
Great. And now you recently relaunched your website to improve market presence and shareholder relations and communication. So do you believe that right now the Rodinia story is completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we really just are still getting started. I mean, the stock has gone up a bit since we've taken control of it, and so the word is starting to get out. But I still think it's pretty early days for us. I mean, we've only been working on this project for about a month now. And The website, for example, a few weeks ago still had a big focus on some uranium projects that we still own, but are not really core going forward to our lithium strategy. There's still going to be a bit of investor education that we need to do, and even then, I still think that there's a lot of market out there that we'll be able to look at for new investors. I mean, if you look at some of the peers, some of the other companies with lithium that are lithium exploration and development companies, I think, if we've been focused on building the asset base and not the promotional side. So, we've lined up this great core property right next to the only producing lithium project in the United States, or in North America for that matter. We have them completely surrounded with our claims, and you have you have guys who are in Nevada and just in sort of any random valley, and they some of them have higher market caps than we do. We're working on acquiring more projects in Argentina, and so we're really building the asset base. We'll get to a bit more of a marketing focus over the next few months and get out and tell the story a bit more.
Well, great. And so just as a follow-up, what are some of the things that makes Rodinia Minerals unique from some of the other players in your sector that you believe if investors knew that better, that would positively impact your share price?
Well, I mean, I think from an exploration point of view, we've sort of got the lowest risk brine project in the world. Lowest risk geopolitically being in the United States, and then also lowest risk geologically being in sharing a valley with a known producer, a producer that's got a long history of successful production, and essentially sharing that same geology with them. So that's really a key to our story. And then I think the other key is the new management and team behind it, because not only does that provide a lot more support as we grow going forward, but I think it also opens up the doors to more assets coming in the company that will build a bit of a pipeline that we ultimately will get paid something for. We'll get paid a premium for that down the road, because I don't envisage this company being a one project company. I envisage it being a producer with a pipeline of growth, and I think ultimately that will get reflected in a much higher share price.
Well, once again, joining us is David Stein, CEO and President of Rodinia Minerals, which trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is RM, and is currently trading at 49 cents a share. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, David.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, Juan. It was my pleasure.